Greetings, everybody. I'm James Gilliland, your host with eSETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS network. We're all over the, we're on X, Rumble, Telegram, YouTube, everything. So, you know, check us out. We're going to try to start posting things on YouTube and see what happens, you know, but we've been censored from day one and demonetized and everything else. So let's see if they've got their act together. But you know, I don't even know where to start. There's so much going on. You know, by now we're all aware we're not alone in the universe. You know, they can't hide it anymore. The massive ships coming in are making course corrections, you know, speeding up, slowing down, stopping, phasing in and out, with some communicating using the language of math and chemistry. And they have unimaginable technology that's sentient, self-repairing, and alive. C1 Atlas, a 7 billion-year-old ship, according to the scientists, is moving at 137,000 miles an hour, and it reaches perihelion on October 29th. So anyway, by the time this airs, this is pre-recorded, we're going to have some major events going on. And so it actually vanishes behind the sun, and Who knows if we have a satellite out there that can pick it up, but we won't see it anyway. It's expected to increase in speed to over 200,000 miles an hour. And what is odd is several agencies all getting high resolution pictures of C1 Atlas when it came closest to Mars have not released the images. You know, seems the only thing these countries can agree on is international censorship. So let's show that leaked footage of 31 Atlas. You know, a little heads up, NASA in Hebrew means to deceive. The serpent, a commonly used logo with NASA and the Catholic Church, is represented biblically as a sly or treacherous person who exploits a position of trust in order to betray. So, you know, so we have to ask ourselves, why did the Catholic Church create the serpent temple with an ungodly throne? You know, and why is NASA using the same serpent? You know, let's show those photos. Now, if you read the NASA papers, it's very clear they're part of the New World Order depopulation program written on the now removed Georgia Guidestones. So in the NASA papers, they speak of various ways using chemtrails, weather, warfare, and other means to reduce population. I'm pretty sure it has to do with the food, too, as well, but food and water and air. But anyway, they seem to be very busy lately with all the unnatural disasters. So UFO researchers also refer to NASA as never a straight answer. So things will get real interesting between now and the 7th. So watch the skies. They're not waiting for governments or religions to disclose. Now, there's another group we found out. They're called the Hydak. They're small beings, about 4 feet tall, have redesigned the Voyagers so they can broadcast images back to Earth of their ships and their worlds. So those ETs engaging the Voyagers can upgrade and reprogram our primitive technologies with their minds alone. They sent a message back, stay on your planet. You know, maybe it's because our technology has far surpassed our spirituality. Our aggressive, warring, self-serving energy is not welcome in space. You know, this is one reason why the powers that were are threatened by off-world visitors. Their knowledge about Earth's true history, the origins of religions, and the ruling elite, you know, if released, would be a game changer. And they don't want that information out, obviously. So we also need to address the alien bases underground and beneath your ocean, some positive, some negative. The negative ones have been, for the most part, removed. The sightings of benevolent ships being seen over major cities is escalating, along with any remaining negative ET ships going down in fiery crashes. The military crash retrieval groups have been very busy collecting parts to upgrade their own technology. And yes, we do have a space force with our own battle cruisers and smaller ships, kind of a space ice to protect the Earth from some real nasty aliens, which have been operating unchecked on Earth for quite some time. It's kind of funny, like as above, so below, when you think about it. Corey Goode and other leaders in high-tech industries have acknowledged this and these off-the-book space programs. So, he's kind of like the tip of the spear on that one. There's just a lot of information he's given, 20 and back programs and things like that. So, not everything you see in space and in the skies is alien. So, this is not to be confused with the drones released in New York and New Jersey to muddy the waters and give the debunkers a reason to deny the obvious off-world visitors, and their ships. So many of your scientists, rogue military elements, especially NASA and other scientists, are very afraid of what is unfolding. Why? Because they have a lot to hide and they can't control the narrative. That's why some are putting out doom and gloom messages, trying to control the narrative with fear. The majority of off-world ships coming in now are benevolent and operate within universal law. 31 Atlas, a massive ship, is like a huge capacitor and most likely will help us in our ascension into the next level by activating the Earth's electromagnetic spectrum and the core, injecting other energies assisting our sun to shift the Earth into a higher frequency. Our sun is tied to the great central sun, what some refer to as the seat of God in this universe, upon which come the orders from on high. So we've talked about this before. All the suns are connected, and the suns, these bursts, these solar flares and CMEs, are bursts of higher consciousness and energy hitting the planet. It's not just light. There's consciousness and energy coming in. So speaking of incoming energies, the Schumann resonance is detecting major spikes from unknown sources. The cosmic ray detectors are off the charts with over a 5,000 count spike, flooding data into the Earth's fields for over a week. Cosmic rays create change right down to the DNA level. So, after all, bringing everything into the light is the best sanitizer and initiator of change. I don't know about you guys, but man, I've been feeling these energies coming in, and they have just been whacking me. And they hit the denser aspects of ourselves, and we have to release them. It's not just physical pains and aches, but a lot of emotional processing and whatever's in the way of us moving into the higher realities, basically, is coming up. So hang in there. Some of these ships in the past have been observed bleeding energy from the sun, blocking massive solar flares, saving Earth from multiple Carrington effects. And these images have been scrubbed by NASA, yet some were grabbed by independent researchers. I've released them in the earlier shows and presentations. And it's obvious. It's massive saucer-shaped ships came up and just parked right next to the sun, and there was a kind of an energy core between the ship and the sun, and it was like plugging in, powering up, and the sun is just totally going ballistic. So, I'm sure that probably helped bleed off some of the energy. Anyway, if we didn't get, oh, another one I want to talk about was there was a massive CME went off the sun, and there's a ship parked right in front of it, and it expanded its fields, and I show that in my presentations. In the Self-Mastery Ambassador training presentations on the eSETI TV, you can go check it out there. But they've been working for a long time. We would not have a power grid. Your TVs, phones, all communications would have gone dark. Your plastic cards you depend on for all your needs would be useless if not for their intervention. So I think we owe them a little gratitude on that one. Quit demonizing them. They're not all evil. Anyway, there's a part of me that wonders why. What have we done to deserve this kind of help? And then I think of my past, when I was clueless, caught up in social consciousness system, unaware of the big picture. And so they have a lot of I would say forgiveness and compassion, with what we're struggling with. And we call it the muggle world, just trying to get by, functioning totally unaware of the bigger picture. Anyway, we're still not out of the woods. The fuelless energy generators withheld from the masses are not affected by the CMEs and solar flares. So it might be a good idea to release this technology and have them in place. Hopefully, the Starlink satellites have been hardened and will continue to operate. The Federation of Worlds, along with the Andromedan, Sirian, Arcturian, Orion Council of Light, and Pleiadian Councils, are assisting on higher levels to ensure universal law is honored during the reunification process. That is what is referred to in the Bible as the sweet energies of the Pleiades, the sons of Arcturus, the pillar clouds that were afire by night, the fiery chariots, and guiding signs in the heavens. You know, there's a couple times they had to intervene, like Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, because it became so decadent, it was devolving. And to ensure evolution continues on the upward spiral, they had to involve themselves on that one. So the Andromedans were involved there. But anyway, yeah, humanity has reached the tipping point where there has to be a choice on whether it takes the upward spiral, live according to universal law, universal peace, brother, sisterly love, individual freedom and prosperity for all, a spiritual path, living in harmony with each other and nature. The other choice is the downward spiral under the thumb of the tyrants that wish to surveil, dominate, control, and oppress. And this is being expressed on many levels. You know, it's multidimensional with unseen positive and negative influences. So it is written, you know, we do not war against the flesh and blood, but with principalities and spirit. There's a lot of interpretations on that. But what they're talking about is the unseen negative influences and you know, and those that serve them. So the leadership that serves these unseen negative influences, that's what they're talking about, the fallen ones. So humanity has a history of fearing the unknown. So how does one transcend this? By making the unknown known, which is what we've been doing for 40 years, you know, in the self-mastery ambassador training classes. So people keep asking me, where can I Google this information? Most of this information you can't. It's off-world, you know, suppressed knowledge. And you can, however, access the self-mastery ambassador training classes at, again, esetitv.com. So those, you know, who program your computers, AI, et cetera, just have bits and pieces of much of, you know, and it's all limited to this dimension, basically. They don't have access to soul memory. Most programmers are tapped, you know, they're totally trapped into their own minds, thinking they're a body and a personality, a meat suit that degenerates much faster than it should, falls apart, and then you die. You know, that's their belief system. They're trapped in their own minds. That's why all masters and yogis, they ask, they go, what do I need to do, you know, to reach enlightenment? And they say, lose your mind, because your soul sits right next to the heart, and your soul's connected to God or creator, great spirit, whatever name you want to give it. And so your mind is the big distractor. And so that's why you do meditation, you do spiritual practices, things of that nature. So if you want to Google something, Google your soul, you know, by going within, meditate, ask who am I and what is my soul purpose? You know, we all have had lives in both ancient and off-world civilizations. Unless you're a clone, you know, with a very short shelf life, then that wouldn't be accessible. What do they call those guys? PC something, I don't know, non-players. I don't know what they call. Anyway, by the way, I had an interesting chat with Grok. You know, hopefully it learned something. You know, maybe Elon should program my books into the matrix. You know, I must admire. It was very polite and open to new information. That was the first time I've talked to any AI. I just stay away from them usually. But, you know, maybe we should start asking it, you know, who is on the ships? What do they look like? What is their intent? Their cultures? You know, what is their way? What is the way? You know, do they live under universal law? We need to start asking those questions and see what Grok comes up with. You know, are there benevolent ETs? Could some be our ancient ancestors returning? You know, I'm not too fond of ChatGPT due to the influence it has on the youth and some of the stuff that's been going on there, but it seems to have a morally challenged program in it. I mean, hopefully they can fix that if they want to, but you know, I'm hope some psycho robot doesn't come looking for me. You know, by the way, I have no suicidal tendencies and never have and never will. So, Anyway, back to enlightenment. When you make your own personal God connection through the soul, you live a longer, healthier, happy life. It's just the way it works. A little incentive there to meditate, engage in spiritual practices, and get out in nature, Creator's Church. Practice the eight limbs of yoga. If you're really busy, just do three of them. If you're on a real tight schedule, right thinking, right eating, right action. It's really simple. When you act outside of universal law, you create karma. And it's not some little old man with a laptop and a lightning bolt, punishing you. It's you. It's the reaction to your actions. So, I might add, why are they not teaching this along with universal law, meditation, and other spiritual practices in our educational system? They do it in other countries. Japan is really big on that. A lot of other countries, it's part of their curriculum. So you might, bring a little peace to the classrooms by doing this. I've done this. I've worked with teachers, and I've gone to schools where they had a real serious problem with a lot of aggressive behavior and people hitting each other and emotional outbursts and all these problems. And I found out the school was built on a burial ground. A Native American burial ground, and the kids were all acting out a lot of the trauma that happened to the people there. And so I went there and sat down and brought in Buffalo Calf Woman and White Eagle and some of the other masters, Rolling Thunder. And I said, hey, can we get these guys to move on, take them wherever their highest expression, to where they need to go, and cleared that up. And I was sitting out there in the schoolyard. And the bell rang, and all the kids came running out, and they all just were playing very peacefully and just hanging out. And the teachers couldn't believe it. And, one of the teachers knew something was up and asked me to come. And so I talked to her and I told her what I did. And she told the other teachers they couldn't believe it. But, that's just not allowed in most schools, unfortunately. They'd rather just continue with the chaos. Anyway, from a seventh dimensional perspective, civilizations have come and gone on Earth, playing out these very same patterns: self-service versus service to others. Those in self-service are trapped in the ego under the influence of unseen negative influences we talked about earlier, to one degree or another. Yeah, and they're on a path of devolution, ending in self-destruction. And they're going to take a lot of folks with them, I might add, so. Your known recorded history goes back, over 450,000 years with the Anunnaki, ancient Lyrians, referred to as the little g bearded gods of old. Many of your religions were based on these gods, their beliefs and behaviors. And that is why you have such dichotomies concerning the nature of God. Why do you have jealous, wrathful, genocidal images of God along with all loving, all forgiving images? You have the pagan gods, the Greek gods, the Egyptian gods, the Norse gods, the Asian, Middle East, India's gods and goddesses. This is all recorded in your sacred texts, clay tablets in caves and on temple walls. All of this has manifested, over time immemorial within the unified field of consciousness and energy, what we call the absolute. The absolute allows us to choose our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, including the manifestations and reactions to our beliefs and actions. The one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness on all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse is referred to as the absolute. So we have very, very limited images of God, and God is far beyond the images of man, who created God in the image and likeness of the little g bearded gods, most removing the goddess, the divine feminine, unfortunately, so, which is a very imbalanced way of looking at life. But I've been a very, people ask me, are you a proponent of the divine feminine? And I said, I wouldn't be here if it were not for Mary. Mother Mary appeared to me as a child. I was 5 years old, dying in the hospital, and she made it very, very clear that she wasn't Catholic, that she was here for all the children. She's a universal master. And but anyway, from my experience, I've always pushed the divine feminine, and trying to bring balance back. But there is a more unlimited understanding of God versus the names and images of the past. The only difference between humanity and these advanced visitors is they have access and use more of the multidimensional unified field of consciousness and energy that we, in the big picture, we refer to that as God, the big G God. The little G gods got into turf wars and used weapons far beyond even our nuclear weapons of today, destroying their civilizations. Atlantis and Lemuria were the second attempt to colonize the Earth by the Pleiadians, who were peaceful Lyrans that fled the wars in Lyra. The Atlanteans succumbed to the same influences, many unseen from the fourth dimension. The Book of Thoth talks about the rise of unseen negative influences and people's allegiance to them. The Earth became so corrupted they had to leave. Then there was Sodom and Gomorrah, a lesson in decadence and devolution. Discarnate souls left over from the previous wars and a myriad of other degenerate entities known as demonic, serpent beings, reptilians, greys, djinn, etc., influence humanity to this day. Satanic Luciferian rituals, child and animal sacrifices, those practicing black magic desiring power over others call on these unseen negative influences. Why? For power over others. They can't get past power over others, and they're never going to get off the wheel. They're always going to be stuck in the lower fourth dimension. They're not in service. They don't empower others, and that's their big trap. And that's all these beings in the past and past history that were, the war and disease profiteers, all these guys, they're stuck. They're not going anywhere. And they don't realize they are their own worst enemies. If you go against universal law and call on unseen negative influences to control or harm others, they will eventually control and harm you. You lose your soul. The more you do it, the more less access you have to your soul, and pretty soon they own you. And that's why discernment and remaining steadfast in unity consciousness or universal law is of the utmost importance. The Atlantean leadership worshiped science and technology. They eventually used it against universal law. They went against it and to surveil, control, dominate, and we're going through that process right now. I mean, they're putting systems in again where you're not going to be able to fart in secret, basically. A lot of that's already in place. So we need to get away from that. The books 1984 and Fahrenheit 451 are a must read and a warning about the path we're now on. So I'd really suggest, I mean, I read those in high school, and now, I look at it and I just go, oh my God, we're there. We're walking right into those books. So I'll be sure and read those. Eventually, the Atlanteans used their technologies against Lemuria, a peaceful group living according to universal law, often referred to as the Law of One. Now, we've heard a lot about the Law of One out there. There's a lot of people covering that. And, basically, it's one God, one people, one planet, honoring the creator and all creation, in a nutshell. So it totally aligns with the universal law. The Atlantean leadership viewed the Lemurians as a threat to their power, a reflection of their fall from universal law, and used their beam ships to melt down their cities. The green glass underneath the Gobi Desert, which we spoke about before, is the is the remnants of that event. The same lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth, the need to surveil, control, and dominate, the influence of unseen negative influences is at war with those who operate under universal law, educate, empower the individual, and cherish freedom to this day. And this is all going on to this day. Charlie Kirk was one of the many in the, one of many, and also in the past in service and to humanity, Earth. And, him and others were assassinated for standing up and exposing the deception and tyranny. The fallen global elite billionaire eugenicist with an insatiable lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the Earth. What he uncovered will all come out in the very near future. And he had it all. He had all the information about who's who and what they've been up to. They couldn't let that come out. So, again, we're at a crossroads on whether we're going to allow the tyrants, the war and disease profiteers to divide us, take down, take the downward spiral into social, economic, and environmental collapse, or the upward spiral, living a spiritual life in harmony with each other and nature. There is an omnipresent, omnipotent, omniscient, all-loving, all-forgiving God of love and peace. Jesus and other ascended masters represented, that consciousness and energy, the spark that can become the full flame. His prayer was, "Beloved Father, let them become one as we are one." And it resides in everybody. It's called the soul. The ascended masters, angelic forces, spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, some are benevolent, ancient ancestors are influencing humanity to take the upward spiral. So some got stuck in the fourth dimension and some went on and continued to evolve. And so they're coming from the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimension, and those are the ones that are helping us, through this shift. So anyway, they want us on the upward spiral, and in opposition to this is the satanic Luciferian forces, demonic discarnate negative ETs, inspiring us to take the downward spiral. And why do you think the mantra of the fallen global elite is keep them sick, poor, stupid, and divided? They don't want you to know this information, and this is what is playing out as we speak. If you need further explanation, it is the critical thinking integrally and morally challenged against the enlightened and those who want to live according to universal law. That's basically what's happening right now, if you want to get down to basics. The law, universal law is the law taught by all the masters, saints, and sages throughout Earth's history. And sadly, most of which have been character and physically assassinated by the religious leaders and ruling elite of the time. So why? Because they're a reflection and a mirror of their opulence, arrogance, and ignorance of universal law. You gotta get rid of the reflection. That's basically what it is. Break the mirror, get rid of the mirror, and don't let that mirror, go public, basically. So we have to ask, who would be threatened by preaching peace, nonviolence, open debate, unity, and the sacredness of the family? We really need to ask that question. We need to ask it a couple times. I'm going to repeat that one. Okay, so who would be threatened by preaching peace, nonviolence, open debate, unity, and the sacredness of the family? Those who use violence, aggression, censorship, the destruction of the family unit as a means to an end. Those who lust for power and wealth that have been using race, culture, religion, and now gender to keep the people divided and fighting among themselves. And this takes the attention off of them. The true tyrants and servants of the Dark Lords, forces seen and unseen operating throughout the millennium, are what we're dealing with. So they have become so dark, so evil, so lacking in love, empathy, and compassion, they're no longer human. And the reason there's so much inhumanity expressing on Earth is because of non-human interference. It's a multidimensional interference going on. So you have both positive and you always have positive and negative in everything. You can't make everything all love and light and everything all dark. We need to have a balanced view of things. So, there are some, in fact, that profess their dark overlords thrive and feed off the pain, suffering, and death, and willingly deliver that. The tyrants have become soulless eugenicists at war with all creation. And you can see this expressed right now. The war on disease profiteers masquerading as humanity's saviors. And there are religions that believe they are the chosen ones by God, believe it is their destiny to rule the earth. They believe anyone outside of their faith are the lowest form of life to do with as they wish. They've infiltrated governments, religions, all institutions pushing non-Christian ideals, guilt-tripping people to go against the basic foundation of Christ, Buddha, or any other master that walked the earth to do their bidding. This is who has killed almost every master that's walked the earth, even before Jesus. Socrates, all these guys were whacked. It's like, in the ancient times, there were people that stood up against the fallen Anunnaki, and they got whacked. So in Atlantis and Lemuria, the Lemurians stood up against Atlantis. And the fallen ones there, and they got whacked. This is an ongoing thing that we have to address and deal with. So, Anyone that threatens their power over an exploitation of others basically gets whacked. That's what's happening. So they're not the chosen ones, they are the fallen ones. So the chosen ones are those that chose to live in peace and live under universal law, God's law. Of course, unless their friends and families are unjustly threatened, then we have to stand our own divinity. There are times you need to defend your loved ones, and that's just the way it is. But anyway, you hope you don't get into those situations, but if you do, you have to do what's necessary. Those that chose universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all, those that are in service to humanity and the earth are truly God's people. So, God's people are not limited to race, color, culture, religion. It's just those, it's just those of good character. They're in service to humanity and the earth. That's basically it. So you don't need to be a rocket scientist to figure that one out. Those that have been in self-service, those who lust for power and wealth at the expense of humanity and the earth, whose unbridled greed is insatiable, serve the darker force. Their servants, which are critically thinking, integrity, and morally impaired, who sold their souls to move up their godless ladder of success, have always been the problem. So now you know who killed Charlie Kirk and every other master, saint, and sage that challenged their power and ungodly behavior. It was never a lone gunman or a lone archer or a lone spearman, that carried out these acts. It's always been those in power over others that wanted to retain that power, a ruling elite controlling compromised agencies to do their bidding. What is really embarrassing is the No Kings rally was sponsored by the very same people. And how ironic is that? A rally against a duly elected president carrying out his campaign promises, ending the corruption, crime, open borders, removing unvetted illegal aliens, which have really added to the crime rate, making our streets unsafe, especially in blue cities, basically, and restoring peace and the economy. He's doing exactly what he was democratically elected to do, carrying out the will of the people, restoring real democracy, the constitutional republic. He's bringing the power back to the people despite the short-sighted, critically thinking, morally and integrally impaired. Reason this. What happens if these global elite are successful in their Take Down America crusade? Who will be your leaders then? Will they be the billionaire eugenicists, socialists, and communists involved in population reduction schemes? What kind of future do they have planned for you? How did that work out in the past? All mass genocides began with unsustainable promises, giveaways. We will take care of you, taken from others, demonizing the rich, many hardworking people. And what happens when the money runs out? They've taken from others, the producers. Are gone. The heavily taxed are taxed out of existence. The masses become an unsustainable liability. And these communist and social beliefs set into motion the slaughter of millions, probably billions, that gave their power away to a select few rather than it staying within the people. Now, this is ridiculous. They call Trump Hitler in total ignorance of Hitler's party, which was the Socialist Democratic Party. The party of the left, basically. So let's get our history straight on this one. They always accuse others of what they themselves are doing. And you need to look at that and watch, when they're shaking their fists and screaming and yelling, they're really, there's a different agenda going on there. So you have to ask yourself, how many are marching for their own eventual enslavement and demise, participating in this anti-American movement? Why do these global elite billionaire eugenicists hate Trump? Logic dictates he's not one of them, despite, any of his imperfections. The TDS folks hang their hatred hats on, and project their victim patterns. The victim patterns and hatred are whipped up into a frenzy by the corrupt politicians, often using lies and deceptions, unfounded and debunked allegations. They're being exposed by Doge for stealing billions of taxpayers' money. Politicians in the process of being held accountable are screaming the loudest. Of course, they want to shut down America, shut down the government. That's who's coming after them. They don't care who suffers in doing so. They don't care if you've got food on your table, gas in your car, if you can pay rent. All they care about is power. And it's time people figure that one out. So let's say you're successful in taking down America. Where's your food, your water, your gas, your electricity going to come from? There are still burned out areas from past riots that have never recovered. There's no stores left to provide their needs. Gas stations closed. Everything's boarded up. And some still don't even have power, basically. It's not a place you want to run out of gas. I mean, the crime is off the scale in these areas. And, really, what the real driver of crime is? Poverty. And who destroyed the economy? Think about it. You'll figure it out now. Do you have any idea what kind of hell you're bringing down on yourself? Anyone have that, oh my God, moment yet? You feel a little used, deceived, and lied to? Who's financing, all these organizations like Black Lives Matters, Antifa, and what's the other one? Transtifa, all these things, the warfare, between race, culture, even now it's even between genders, basically you need to follow the money. So, and then ask yourself how you've been carrying out their plan. Keep them sick, starved, poor, stupid, and divided, order through chaos, the Hegelian principle, create the problem, get the reaction, give the solution, then take away their freedom with more control over the masses, and then pose as saviors. That's the game that's being played right now. Now, thankfully, now a minority, the ignorant masses remaining have never figured out who created the problem in the first place. And they are the minority. According to the lamestream media, you would think they were the masses, and they're not. Anyway, the false solution has always been to give all your power, freedom, and assets away to the ones that create the problems. That's why they said, the globalists say you will own nothing and be happy. You're not going to be happy. You're going to be a slave. And what do you think carbon credits are? Who controls them, and who ends up with the billions for the Green New Deal? Green New Steel, basically, with total control of industry. They can govern them through carbon credits, The same billionaires that created the problem, driven by a deceptive corporate media and corrupt politicians. Yet the left march for the very people they profess to be against, and then demonize the ones trying to save them. I mean, where's the logic in this? Doesn't this sound a little insane? Maybe that's because to any sound-minded individual that did any research, anybody with any moral integrity, it is insane. It's totally insane. You just have to look at the demonstrations if you want to see pure insanity there. Anyway, those trying to save America are actually working arduously to save the left from themselves and the billionaire eugenicists they in ignorance serve. So prove me wrong on that one. You really can't. If you do the research, you cannot prove me wrong. I'd love for you to prove me wrong. I'd love to be wrong on all this. Unfortunately, we've been right about a lot of things for a very long time. So all roads lead to Rome and the other ancient decadent overlords influenced by unseen negative influences, and the great reveal and the awakening are pulling back the curtain, tearing off the mask, and all will be revealed. The true character and actions of all will be made known. No one can stop what is coming. Those brilliant lights in the sky, yes, they are part of it. Imagine extremely spiritually and technologically advanced off-world civilizations adding their consciousness and energy to the collective consciousness of Earth, joined by the ascended masters, saints, and sages. It's an unstoppable quantum leap in spiritual evolution, and it's putting us back on the upward spiral, anchoring in universal law. That's the effect of this, of what's happening. So remember, chaos is part of the healing process. You can't put new wine into old skins. They burst, So the earth will eventually take its place as the jewel of the universe, with the diversity of life unsurpassed. You know, we're a galactic zoo with DNA from the stars, including human DNA. You know, DNA is always communicating. I've talked about this before. Your DNA is communicating with your star brothers and sisters right now. And if you sit down and be quiet, you can hear it. So, you know, we're a planet that's worth preserving. You know, we all have to play our part, get on with our own unique soul purpose, and participate in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth with open minds, loving hearts, pure intent, and impeccable integrity. Pure intent and impeccable integrity are like common sense, you know, not very common in today's socially engineered society. Anyway, so, you know, that's, you know, when, you know, what happens when the tyrants, their social engineers, the hypocrisy, the lies, and the deception end? You know, we're about to find out. So buckle up and prepare, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. It's going to be a wild ride. The motherships and fleets of smaller ships are here for a reason. You know, maybe they are the midwives to help humanity and the Earth's birth into a whole new world. As in all births, it's going to be quite a challenge, but the end result is worth it. So, anyway, on that note, you know, I'm giving you the big picture here, what's really unfolding, what's behind the curtain. And it's really important that you make this viral. You know, we've been under some major challenges right now, especially the past 2 years. You know, experienced some very financial challenges as well. And because past 2 years, just these people just haven't, they haven't been traveling. They don't have the funding. They don't have, and we understand that. You know, we're also trying to keep these messages getting out through our networks and keep the doors open to SETI and continue, you know, all our projects, building projects, things like that. Everything are on hold right now because we're in kind of survival mode. I hate to admit it, but you know, just like so many other people, you know, so basically, if you've got some frog skins you can throw our way, you know, something's not doing any good, gathering dust, you know, we could use a little help. I usually don't ask for help because, you know, my whole desire was to create a totally self-sufficient situation there that funded itself, and which has worked. You know, over 40 years it's worked, but it's grown. You know, it's like everything that grows, it eats more, it needs more to survive. And we are cutting back on some things, but you know, again, you know, if you want to keep these messages going and keep this network going and keep the contacts going and the real information going, we could definitely use a little help. You know, just hit the donate button and we can keep going forward. I think it's temporary. I think it's only, you know, a few months of this at the most, and then things are gonna start going forward again. But you know, it's always darkest before the dawn, and we are, you know, coming in to the dawn, the golden age. So hang in there, folks. And again, keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent. Just act according to universal law. We all know what that is: universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity. You know, we need to sit down and keep open debates, you know, stop the censorship so we find out what's really going on and start listening to people. You know, that we never know the real story until we sit down with the people that actually lived it. And then we can apply universal law to that and say, well, here's the way out, you know. And you know, we have to release the past, release, we have to forgive, release the old grudges, you know, even the collective grudges between nations. And accept universal law and move forward. And that's what all these higher dimensional beings are about, is to get us to get on the upward spiral. And then we're going to take a quantum leap in evolution when we do spiritual evolution. So anyway, that's all I have for you today, or tonight. And you know, by the time this show airs, there's probably going to be a lot more that just happened. Anyway, so do your due diligence, do your research, and you know, meditate, get connected, and trust, you know, trust your soul connection. and start listening to it. Anyway, have a great evening, and hopefully we'll see you here next Saturday. Good night.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.